You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
For the first time since 1970, a pair of 100-win teams locking horns in the Fall Classic, a pair of former Cy Young winners in Game 1, Clayton Kershaw and Dallas Keuchel, and here comes the first pitch to a Dodger batter in the World Series in 29 years.
Keuchel delivers the first pitch, and Taylor cranks it pretty deep to left field. Gonzalez will just watch that one go. Chris Taylor, a leadoff home run, and the Dodgers have a 1-0 lead.
Well, much like the Astros, they like to put a little pop at the top of their order. Chris Taylor had faced Dallas Keuchel three times previously, struck out all three times. Didn't want to get deep in the count.
Co-MVP of the National League Championship Series, along with Justin Turner. Taylor with his third home run this postseason. Clayton Kershaw on the mound for the Dodgers tonight.
Lefty comes set, the 0-2 pitch to George, and he waves at it and goes down as Kershaw strikes out the side here in the top of the third inning. Keuchel delivers, and it's a line shot at Correa. Short, doubled up at second base, and that'll do it for the Dodgers. Keuchel with his second double play of the ball game, and a hard hit ball by Taylor once again, but Correa was there, and Barnes too far off the second base bag, and the Astros are able to double him up. So that's it for the Dodgers here in the third. Here's Alex Bregman to lead things off for the Astros here in the fourth. See if the Astros can get something going. So, this one's belted. Left field, sending Kike back. He'll look up. Gone! Ties it up. Alex Bregman with a line shot to left field. It's 1-1. What a bullet by Bregman.
The only homers off of tough left-handed pitchers in the postseason. Had two off Chris Sale in the division series. And we talked about it earlier. That's now the seventh home run Clayton Kershaw's given up in four starts this postseason. That has accounted for all eight of the runs that he has allowed.
1-1 ball game, top of the fourth, the pitch. And he got him swinging. Swung over the top of a slider, and Kershaw, for the second straight inning, strikes out the side, but it was a leadoff homer by Alex Bregman tying things up. We played 3.5. It's the Astros 1, Dodgers 1.
2-2, ground ball left side, charging Bregman, fields it on the short hop, the second for one, Altuve on the first, that's two! Third double play that the Astros have turned tonight, and we're through 5, 3-2. Swing and a miss, waves feebly at an off-speed pitch away. That is 11 strikeouts now for Kershaw, third time he's gotten Springer, two away.
Six of them have been called, and now five on swing.
Turner's ready. Keuchel's 1-2, and Turner hits it high in the air and deep to left field. Gonzalez is going back on the warning track at the wall. It's gone. Two-run home run for Justin Turner, and the Dodgers have a 3-1 lead. Turner's fourth home run of the postseason.
Gurriel has struck out twice. Might be. A drop at second, and the Dodgers only get the one out.
Well, you can never assume a double play, but that was a double play.
Yeah, they're lucky they got one, as that ball was bouncing around in what should have been an inning-ending, tailor-made double play. The top of the seventh inning continues, and Brian McCann will be the hitter. McCann flies one into center. Back a few. Taylor. And Kershaw is through seven dominant innings.
Dodgers with a 3-1 lead over the Astros. And Kenley Jansen, Dodgers closer, on to try and get the final three outs. Jansen this postseason 1-0 with three saves. Hasn't allowed an earned run in seven games.
And now the best Altuve can do with his five postseason home runs this year is extend the game for Correa. Two out.
Jansen, 13 pitches. Get the first two outs. First one to Altuve, and Altuve hits it high in the air to right center. Taylor and Puig are over. Puig is there, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. Los Angeles Dodgers take game one of the World Series, go up one game to none in this best of seven series as they defeat the Astros tonight by a final of 3-1.
The Dodgers take game one 3-1. Clayton Kershaw becomes just the second pitcher in World Series history with no walks and at least 11 Ks in a start joining Don Newcomb of the Brooklyn Dodgers from 1949. Chris Taylor becomes the fourth player in history to hit a leadoff home run in Game 1 of the World Series. A.J. Hinch got a solid outing from Dallas Keuchel, but the Astros' offense could do next to nothing versus Clayton Kershaw as the Astros fell 3-1 in their first World Series game since 2005. Hinch spoke to the media following the loss.
A.J., have you seen Kershaw pitch better than that?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen him a lot. We don't face him a ton, but that was pretty impressive what he could do, throwing a ton of fastballs. He landed his breaking ball a little bit better than we've seen in the past, but he's tough, you know, and he showed it tonight by being in attack mode, being in the strike zone early, and got us pretty defensive from the get-go.
Right behind on the right side here.
AJ, when you have a guy like Justin Turner who's had the postseason history that he's had, does that impact the way that you approach him in any way?
Well, sure. I mean, you want to be careful with him. You know, I think the walk before that's going to be the, you know, a big at bat as well. And you know, with Turner, you feel like you can get into the at bat a little bit, and he just never concedes. You know, we know he's going to be a tough out. The guy in front of him is a pretty tough out. And, you know, you just got to make pitches. And you know, when the ball of the bat, I didn't think it was gone. You know, the ball carried a little bit. But there's no doubt he's, you know, he's pretty locked in, especially in big moments.
AJ, considering what Verlander did in the ALCS, how much confidence does he give your team, and what are you expecting tomorrow from him?
Well, we think we can win every single game he pitches, and I don't know that there's a better compliment for a starting pitcher than when we wake up tomorrow morning, we're going to get breakfast, and we're going to get over here pretty early, and we have a very good chance to win because Justin Verlander's on the mound. What do I expect from him? I mean, I'm not going to put limitations on him. I've run him up to 130 pitches or 125 pitches. So National League rules may be a little bit different, but I expect his best. And that's what he's delivered since the day he became an Astro.
After giving up a mammoth leadoff home run on the first pitch he threw in Game 1, Dallas Keuchel settled in nicely, but he was no match for Clayton Kershaw as Keuchel took the loss in Houston's 3-1 defeat.
I was looking to make another pitch, and just so happened that I walked him before I made a good pitch, and that proved costly. But by no means was I trying to pitch around him. He's had some good success so far in this postseason. So I was being careful with him, but I wasn't trying to pitch around him. And I had Turner 1-2. So if you would have told me I had Turner 1-2 in the bottom of the sixth with one more strike left to get to the seventh, tied 1-1. I take my chances.
Jose Altuve was one of the few Astros players to reach base against Clayton Kershaw, but Altuve also made the final out in Game 1 as Kenley Jansen slammed the door, and the Astros were dealt a 3-1 loss.
You know, in a game like this one with a lot of intensity, you don't think too much. You know, you want to get on base. In that time, I thought that was ball. He thought it was try. You know, the pitch, you know, he could have go both ways. But, you know, in the moment, you feel kind of like, oh, man, I want to get it to first, but, you know, nothing happened after
Jose,
that.
Jose, what made him so good?
I don't know, man. Clayton Kershaw, man, you know, he's been like that since he got to the big league, good curveball, good cutter, and he's better, you know. He works hard, you know. He goes out there, he tries to do everything he can to get people out, and that's what he does.
How did the experience live up to what you imagined it would be?
No, I love it, you know. Actually, we're playing here in L.A., big city. You know, the fans are great. You know, they're ready for their team, you know, and tomorrow's another game.
The Astros look to bounce back in Game 2 on Wednesday night behind Justin Verlander. He'll be opposed by Rich Hill.